Good morning, 1010, here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with Becky Barnhart from Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Good to talk to you here. So you survived all the... We were just talking about that big wind gust that hit around like 10:30 last night. That was pretty wild.
Yes. I was already asleep, but the bedroom window was open a little bit, and when it hit, it woke me up. So I know exactly what you're talking about. And things were on the deck were pretty much all over the place this morning. So unlike you, it'd be interesting to know how strong it was because it did some moving.
Yeah.
Moving and shaking.
Yeah, no, it definitely was a peak wind gust for the area, but it didn't get measured out of the airport or reported for whatever reason. So I don't know if we have any more data on that, but we'll try to see if we can find anything out about it. But yeah. So anyway, we made it through. And so what is going on here at the shelter?
Well, good news is I have a kitten to talk about.
Oh, there you go.
But the bad news is we didn't have any adoptions last week. That's kind of sad, but that's the way of the shelter life. We did have two dogs that were picked up by a rescue. So in a way, it's kind of an adoption on the way, because when rescues pick dogs or cats up from us, they know they've got a home out there. It's not like we're just shifting from shelter to shelter. There's actually a good ending to their story. So, Evie and Lovebug were picked up, and they are all the way in Nebraska right now, Lincoln, Nebraska. So it was called Dolly's Legacy Animal Rescue were the ones that picked her up. We had a local volunteer that took the dogs and stopped, I believe, in Topeka and picked up two more dogs and put them on their way to Lincoln, Nebraska. So we thank everyone involved in that, because that's just a, as I said, happy ending story. I'll talk about three dogs that we have available. Actually, it looks like five. And since we didn't have any adoptions, I'm going to quickly mention the three from last week. But we've got some new dogs that have entered the shelter that are ready for adoption. So I always like to talk about them first. First is Bee. Bee is a 1 to 2 year old female pit cross. She came in new, and she's kind of not warmed up greatly with the staff, meaning we haven't had her long enough to really give you a lot of good information about her. We know that she's a sweet girl, though. She's a good dog, and she's very gentle. Her coat is all white, and you want to see her, come out to the shelter or look on our Facebook page. She weighs about 45 pounds, a huge-sized dog, or she's going to be, I guess, as she continues to grow. Snoop. Snoop is a 2 to 3 year old male pit bull. Very sweet guy. He's got a very wonderful social personality, seems to love people. He'd rather be out visiting with everyone that's in the shelter. And the other dogs. He's good with other dogs. He'd rather do all that than be in his kennel for the day. He loves playing with toys, and he's a good tug-of-war player. So if someone is liking to have a pet that would really do some interaction, Snoop's the guy. Then we have three little puppies that came in, adorable little females. They've named them Marley, Bray, and Memphis, and they're from the same litter. They have been with us now for about a month and a half. Excuse me. They are tan, black, white in color, love to play as puppies do, and they've been with us for this length of time because we've kind of taken on a new policy with puppies that we want to make sure that they're as healthy as we can get them at the shelter. And a lot of times when puppies come in to us, we have no prior knowledge. We don't know if they've had vaccinations. We don't know the health history of the mother. So when you're adopting a puppy, it's iffy as just to how healthy they are. And they need those first booster shots, just like babies do. But they need those immediate vaccinations. And so we've decided to kind of hang on to them a little bit longer so we can provide those vaccinations to these puppies, have a chance to kind of watch them, make sure, have the vet check them over. So that's why when I say they've been with us a month and a half, sometimes it might be the age that they arrived, but I think our new policy is such that we're just going to try to hang on to them a little bit longer just to make sure they're healthy. So that's the long story of that, but still, it's all good. It's all good for the puppies and for the new family adopting them. I got to talk about the cat real fast. We have Archer. Archer came in. He's a 9-week-old, just an all-black kitten. He's short-haired. He is full of spunk. He does not like being in his kennel. He wants to run and race around and carry on. So as they're cleaning out his cage, he's all over, I guess, just playing, just lots of kitten energy. He's beautiful. He loves to be cuddled. And so he also likes to play. He's got the best of both worlds. He can be your lap kitty, but he can be your crazy kitty, too. And he's only 9 weeks old. He's very tiny. I do believe he was fostered for a little bit and brought up to size. When he came in, he looked pretty, pretty teeny. So anyway, he's ready to go. And he's our only cat available. So if someone is looking for a kitten, and we've had some calls asking, do you have any cats available? Do you have any kittens available? We've got Archer. We've got one. From last week, I just kind of want to hit on real fast. Abby is still with us, and she's that beautiful, already spayed female pointer. She's 3 years old. She could go home with you the day you select her, and her adoption is only a $30 fee because she's already spayed. She's a beautiful dog. I really did like her the weekend I was there. I liked her look. She's a beautiful red and white color. She's got those typical pointer markings, but I also liked her personality and her demeanor. She's just a lovely, lovely dog. Cole is a year-old male shepherd cross. He's been with us for quite a while. He likes other dogs. He's very playful. He has a great temperament. We put him on a leash. He loves to go for a walk. He's learning to handle that leash much, much better. He still has his puppy tendencies. He still likes to chew on things, so he would love a home that had lots of toys for him to play with or just a nice ball to run and chase. And then Irish is the other one I spoke about last week. Irish is only 10 months old. He's a male mix. I'm not sure he doesn't have his breed, but he's a mix. He's a shelter boy is what he is. He's very playful and lots of energy. He does well with other dogs. He would make an excellent family pet. Doesn't seem to like walking on a leash, though, so he would need some training in that area. But they take him outside, they play with him, and they're trying to get him used to doing the walks. One thing that I want to mention, and maybe people have seen it on Facebook, is we've created a new area at the shelter, especially since the weather is getting warmer. I can't say it's kinder because that wind is vicious, but at least it's warmer out there and the sun is shining. It's an outside, we're calling it our meet and greet area. And if that way, if there's a dog that you really are interested in, instead of kind of trying to see it inside the shelter where it can be noisy and have a lot of distractions, you can take your dog and go to this little area. We've got a little table and chair set up, a little patio atmosphere going, toys out there, and you can just sit out there as long as you want and interact with whatever dog you're interested in. I think it's a great idea. I'm real excited about it. Please go on Facebook and check it out. The table and chairs was a donation from one of our staff members. That just shows you the commitment that these staff members have, because they care about these dogs. They're trying, and cats. They're trying to make it as attractive as they can and bring out the best of each pet. So we thank her very much. Gabby is her first name. She decided that this was something she wanted to do. So come out, and even if you're not going to adopt, if you just want to come out and spend some time socializing, that's so important. Just like these three little female puppies we have, nothing would be better than to have someone come out and just take them out there and sit down and play with them and interact with them. So that's new to the shelter. And what else? Let's see. We are needing some donations. We are needing some large dog toys, as always. It's kind of like our bleach. And we always need bleach. So it's toys and bleach. And then we are needing kitten food right now for our little Archer guy and some dry dog food if anyone is interested. So those are the things that we're always needing. The water bottles, we're still asking for those. And our hours are staying the same, but I believe when school is out is when she decided to make her change. We're going to change our hours so that they're not there in the evenings. It would be more an afternoon time. So our hours right now, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 in the evening. Saturday and Sunday, we are there from 1 to 4. We also have an Amazon wish list, and we've got some really cool things for people. How cool is that? You go to Amazon and, you know, pick out something and it's shipped to the shelter. So that's been a good thing that she has started to. Oksana has also put on Facebook that we're trying to come up with some new fun ideas for fundraisers. And she's had some excellent ideas come across. In fact, I received some this morning from a friend. And we're wanting just to, you know, make it a fun event for everyone. The problem with trying to do a lot of fundraisers for us, we're already busy. You know, the staff and the volunteers we have now, we're already busy doing what we can for the shelter. So these fundraisers ideas are great, but we also need people that would step up and say, not only do I have this great idea, but I'm ready to take it on and go with it. So that's kind of what we're looking for. And again, of course, the board members. We've had a couple of applicants, which I'm so thrilled about. They've contacted Oxon and said, yeah, let's give this a go. We're going to come out and do some volunteering and see what we think. So it's nothing else. It's stirred interest in the shelter again and for people to realize how it's an ongoing thing for us, that we need volunteers all year long. So wanted to bring that up. Now, back to our hours. Monday, oh, I guess we gave you that telephone number, 620-252-6060. Did I forget anything, James? I've kind of been rattling a bunch.
Oh, no, you're good. No, I think you got most of the high points here. And like I said, you know, every organization is always looking for volunteers. And, you know, I know it's so true, but it's so important because, and it's a lot of fun, too. You know, people think, oh, it's going to be a drag. And, well, hey, no, there's always, you know, some things that we like about, you know, volunteering and things that maybe are not as glamorous. But still, the satisfaction is absolutely, you cannot argue with that.
You can't, and it's self-fulfilling because you walk away thinking, okay, I actually did something for someone or something, and it was very much appreciated. And if you're ever having the blues this time of year, maybe not so much, but all you need to do is come out to the shelter and spend some time with some of those animals out there, and they'll love on you, they'll give you those looks, you know, it's an uplifting experience, it really is. So we're always happy to have volunteers come out, and we continue to say thank you to the community for supporting us. We have a great, great community here in Coffeyville that supports the animal shelter. If you want to see what's going on, you can always go to our CFA on Facebook, and they're very good. The girls are so good about updating the animals that are available. They try to update the events going on, and sometimes it's a little difficult to get to the telephone. I mean, when you're there, you're working. You're not sitting around a lot. There's a lot of work going on, so you can't always just get to the telephone. And it kind of seems like any situation, when someone shows up, it seems like everybody shows up. So then everyone really is busy trying to help everybody that's come in to see our animals.
Sure, and that little that little socialization area that you've got set up now, it looks real nice. Mm-hmm. So I saw the pictures of it.
Oh, good. Yes. Oh, it's wonderful. It just, you know, we have outside pens, and it's a matter of we want to get the fencing so we can add 6 more outside pens. Well, okay, so we get the funds for that. But then it comes back to manpower. We've got to have manpower. Someone's going to be out there to help, you know, organize and put the fencing up. So our goal is to eventually have the 10 outside pens for the big dogs. And the way the shelter is set up, it's 2 sections in the big dog room. There's 5 on each row. So what we would love to be able to do is take 10 out at a time, and then you're cleaning half the shelter at the same time and can really do a thorough job because you're not spraying over to the other side. And so if we could get that going, it would just really be very helpful, but also give them more time outside, too, because they can go outside and spend more time. It'll be covered. And then, of course, we have some really nice little pens for the small dogs, and it's over in a different area. And then the meet and greet group, that little area is right behind that. So there's a lot of outside pens and areas that we accept for the shelter. It's not just an inside situation for the dogs. As we all know, dogs are not meant to be kept in a crate or a kennel. It's not their way. But that's a safe thing to do, of course, at shelter. But what they want to do is be outside once in a while and get some fresh air just like we do. It's good for them.
Absolutely. So, no, it's always great to see improvements like that. And, of course, as always, we appreciate all the work that you and everyone over there at the shelter is doing, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. All right. Well, the weekend might be a little chilly, but we still welcome anyone that wants to come out and see what we have to offer. So thank you for the time, and I guess we'll be talking next Thursday.
Okay. Hey, that sounds like a good plan. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon, Becky.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, it's Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, here on the Mighty 690. And we are going to be back to open line here in just a few moments, so keep it here on KGGF. We've got plenty of time to take your calls to buy, sell, and trade any items you may have. So be sure to give us a call here in just a few moments as open line continues on KGGF, 63 degrees right now in Coffeyville.